You're listening to Healthy Living with Eric Sue Podcast, episode 127.
Want more from Eric Sue? Watch him on Facebook Live every Friday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Interact and ask some questions. Visit facebook.com/EricWSueTrainer to be live with Eric. See you there.
Are you a first-time listener? Hey, welcome. My team and I hope you enjoy this episode. If you are a longtime listener, we thank you for your continued support. Do us a favor and share this podcast with all your friends because they deserve this amazing content as well. Okay, now on to the good stuff you all have been waiting for.
Health tips, wellness advice, no hype. Welcome to Healthy Living with Eric Sue, the show that inspires, motivates, and educates you towards your healthiest life. And now your host, Eric Sue.
Hey guys, Eric Sue here. Welcome to another episode of Healthy Living with Eric Sue. We have a cool and outgoing Reiki slash life coach, as well as a super experienced massage therapist with us today. Their names are Chiquita Davis and Marta Zelinska. We'll be talking about three reasons why your dreams can come true. So without any delay, let me introduce you all to Chiquita and Marta. Chiquita and Marta, are you ready to make it happen?
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
We're really excited. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Here we go. Chiquita, Reiki practitioner and life coach, and Marta, licensed massage therapist. She has 10 years of experience, by the way, you guys. Reflexologist and Reiki practitioner share a mission to support humanity in achieving optimal health and overall wellness. Their dynamic combination of body work, meditation, and personal guidance cultivates synergy, balancing the emotional and physical. They believe that a healthy mind, body, and spirit leads to making healthy choices, creating a loving, peaceful environment, and also allows us to harness the body's magnificent self-healing abilities, and that all people should have access to resources that explore alternative methods of restoring balance to the body. Chiquita, Marta, that was just a little bit about who you guys are. Can you share with our audience a little bit more on how you guys got started?
Sure. Well, we got started, I would say, about like 3 years ago. We were both doing our own thing. Marta was awakening spirits, and I was helping people embrace journeys. And we thought that we would be a really dynamic combination, being able to offer all of these different healing modalities in one place. So we became friends and found out that we have a shared mission and decided to go forth as a team.
Yes.
Marta, could you share a little bit more?
A little bit about it.
Well, yes. I have opened the business here in 2019, in 2012. So I was on my own for a year, about maybe a little bit closer to like 8 months. And then and we made it happen, and we are really, really working towards, you know, wellness center, and we're trying, you know, going towards that goal, you know, to really, really collaborate and be really together on the mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent.
And be able to really like introduce people to different forms of healing. So we really have a goal to offer even more modalities that we don't do, including like acupuncture and yoga and things like that. So, mm-hmm. So we have a shared, I guess, shared mission, but also like a shared dream. We're both looking ahead together.
Excellent. Very good. We'll allow you guys both to talk some more. And that time is with this question, which is, what's one or cool, unique fact about yourselves?
Well, I could tell you, I used to be a speed skater. I did the speed skating. It's been a long while back, but I did that, so I'm really proud of it.
Excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun, by the way.
It does. It is a lot of fun. It's very, very tiring sport because you're constantly running or skating, but it's fun.
Very good.
The results, and it's pretty interesting. Pretty cool, yeah. Thank you.
What about you, Chiquita?
Oh, a unique thing about me. I think a unique thing about me is the way that I work with my clients is that, you know, I like to really infuse humor in all that we do because I think the laughter helps heal. So that's the unique thing about me.
Excellent.
Not exciting
at
speed skating.
We'll see how that comes.
I don't know.
We'll see how that comes through in this podcast. But anyhow, We talked a little bit last time, and what we came up with was this topic of three reasons why your dreams can come true. I talk to a lot of people sometimes, and they are not very clear about their futures and are unsure about it. And so help us understand why our dreams can come true. Can you start off, Chiquita?
Sure. Okay. So one of the reasons why your dreams can come true is because you've experienced challenges. We've all experienced challenges, hardships, setbacks, whatever type of word you want to, whatever you want to call it, the word you want to use to describe it. But we've all just experienced some type of disappointment. And with that, we know how to really transform those challenges and those disappointments into things of success. Okay, so we become masters of our challenges. Let's become masters of our success. Okay, And if you have had challenges and obstacles, that means you actually have a little bit of a determination. You have a determination to achieve something. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have experienced any challenges or hardships. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that there is a law of the universe, which is challenges will always present itself regardless of how you go about things. Is that almost kind of the universal law or something?
Correct. Like obstacles, challenges, they're inevitable. They're always going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. So what we have to do to accomplish our dreams is we have to overcome those challenges and those obstacles. And a lot of times that obstacle and that challenge is us. It starts with ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay? Because no one will do it for us. So It starts with us, you know, really facing ourselves and becoming and determining to become the masters of our success. And one quote that I don't remember who said it, but he said, "Success is a gradual progression toward the worthy ideal."
Mm.
So success doesn't mean that it's an end result.
Right.
Success means that you're constantly working toward that goal of what you want, that dream.
Right.
It's constantly evolving.
There's this one picture.
So,
that,
yeah.
There's one picture that I have seen, and a lot of people think success is a straight line. And you probably have seen that picture where success is ups and downs before you get there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it goes back to the journey. It's about the journey. You know, many times when we are trying to, like, accomplish something, you know, say, for instance, if it is an end goal, you know, we're trying to win a race, right? We want to run a race. We want to win this race. But a lot of times it's not the end of the race. It's about the journey. It's about every day that you trained, that you prepared mentally, physically, emotionally, every time that you overcame yourself, every time that you overcame an outside obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
What could you add to it, Marta?
No, I totally agree. It's a journey. It's because a lot of people think that, they have a career, and when I get this job or this position, I'll be happy.
Mm.
And there's no end to that journey. It's like you get there, okay, this is great, but, you know, you got to, that's all the journey. It's you know, about you get to the point of your goal, and you enjoy it. And then you go on into other things.
Exactly. There's something about fulfillment, isn't there? Is it kind of leading to are you fulfilled with what you are doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that kind of takes us to the next point, right, of why you will accomplish these dreams. Because you work hard. Because we are powerful beyond measure. And when I work with someone, I ask them, you know, how is your hard work contributing to your dreams? Okay? Mm. How is your job or your relationships or your life, how is your life supporting your dreams? Because that's a part of your life.
Yeah.
A lot of times we compartmentalize parts of our life. Oh, well, this, you know, is our job or our career, and then this is our home life, and this is the other life. But it all works together. It all is synergistic, and it all supports every other part of your life.
Yep.
You know, and that's how you have a fulfilled, happy life.
I think the hard part about what you said was the hard work. Do you think that a lot of people are avoiding hard work?
I don't think that it's avoidance.
People are already working hard. That's why this is one of the reasons that you can become who you want, because you know you can work hard, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
that's what we're trying to say.
I think that there's a lack of value I think that people don't put enough value on their dreams.
Mm.
You know, you can call them dreams, you can call them hopes, you can call them aspirations, but that's what it is. It's about self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put enough value. How many times do you hear people saying oh, I wish I could do that, but, oh, I wish I could do what you're doing, but.
Mm.
It's always some obstacle, mm-hmm. right, that is in the way. So then we ask.
Usually fear that lets you know that, I can't do that.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And what is the obstacle? You know, usually the obstacle is the bias that we carry.
Mm.
If we wipe away the thoughts about what we couldn't do or what we can't do and just get to it.
Right.
Just try it.
Makes sense.
You know,
replace those thoughts with being able to mm-hmm. do everything.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can you do that? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming from fear that, oh, mm-hmm. no. I
Good
can't.
Point. Is there Everybody a third has, step real quick?
People can, but I can't.
Is there a third step, Chiquita? And then we can dive into all three of these a little bit more.
Yes. The third one is because you have hopes and dreams and aspirations. I mean, if you don't have any, then you really aren't hopeless, because our dreams, our aspirations, having goals, those fill us with hope. Oh, say, if you hear someone that says that they feel down, but they still have a hope, or they still want to accomplish something, that means that they still have hope. And hope is life's treasure. When you become hopeless, that is a very hard, even more hard spot to get out of.
Well, it leads to depression and, you know.
Right.
Right. To...
But if you have, you know, so if you have dreams, even if it's a small, tiny dream, even if it's a temporary dream, if you have that dream, if you have that aspiration, then you have hope.
And you have strength.
Exactly.
All right, so let's exactly. just summarize the three reasons, and we can dive into them a little bit more.
Absolutely. So the first one is because you have experienced challenges, hardships, disappointments, and those help you have determination and learn how to master your success.
Okay.
And the second one is because... we work hard, and we are powerful beyond measure.
And we can do it.
And the last one is because we have dreams, hopes, and aspirations.
Mm.
And hope is life's treasure.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of disconnect in a society nowadays. Like, people not believing in themselves. They're looking at the celebrities doing things, you know. Look at that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we need to focus on our own lives in the way of that celebrities do. I don't know. It came to me. It's really weird. But you know, like to believe in ourselves, that we can be somebody. That we can be, you know, when we came here to this earth to do something, not just to pass by, right?
You know, that is so good, Marta, because there's something of value that we all can share and contribute, and so that we can make an impact in the world. Is that where you're coming from?
Exactly. Yes, yes, that everybody's worthy, everybody can do it, everybody is amazing.
Right. Like, you everybody know? Had something so unique about them. And that uniqueness is the fact that you are who you are. Exactly. There's no other person like you. No matter, even if you have a twin, that twin is still not like you. You know, that twin is still not Eric. It's not Marta. It's, you know.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, you guys.
That's what we want to do.
Just real quick, what could you tell somebody who's starting out, who perhaps is in their, I don't know, 20s or maybe could be in the 40s? What could you tell somebody who maybe has lost that dream or who is starting a new dream?
Take action.
Yeah.
Take action. That, you know, that
write
is the biggest part.
Goals, where you want.
Yeah. Take action towards your dreams. Take action towards your goals. Because they're just words.
Yeah.
Until you turn them into action. You know, these are just words that we're speaking on this podcast. Unless somebody chooses to take action towards their dreams. You know, we can say these inspiring things and give these tools or these ideas, but people have to
experience it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, taking action. When I opened up the business here, I went out with a friend for dinner, and she is a headhunter. She works in the field, and I told her my dreams, that I wanted to open a business, you know, and I really would like to be on my own and create something wonderful for people. And what happened next day, she called me and she said, "Marta, are you serious? I have a place for you to look at." That's how fast it started.
Wow.
So it's like you make a decision.
The universe supports you.
That's it.
Absolutely. Universe supports you. But you have to believe in yourself.
It
starts with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that might sound so cheesy, so cliche, but it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. And I challenge anybody to try it. Try believing in yourself for a week and see what you can create in your life. We are powerful beyond measure.
Yeah. You know, what I took away from your story there, Marta, was that you had hope, that you wanted to achieve something more, and that your friend came along with you or helped support you in that reality, and you're doing the hard work, and you've overcome a lot of obstacles. Is that kind of a summary of the three reasons why your dreams have come true?
Yes, and sometimes you got to go against the odds, okay? Like everybody around you, there's family, they don't believe in what you want to do. You know, like a lot of us have dreams of doing things that people, how are you going to make money doing so, you know? And it's like, don't worry about it.
If you follow your dream,
money always
the body follows.
That's
the
it.
Money
you
follows.
Know that, Eric, right? That when you follow your dreams, you don't have to worry about nothing, right?
You always make it happen, right? You can always make it happen.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this real quick here. If there's anyone out there who's listening, these two have gotten together to collaborate. These two have come together to offer an amazing experience. And we had talked earlier when I visited that they are better together than alone. Can you share a little bit more about that thought, Chiquita or Marta? Why you guys are better than being alone?
Well, one reason, is that, you know, when anyone comes here for a healing session, whether it's with just Marta or whether it's just with me or whether it's with both of us, either way, you experience both of us because we're infused in this space. We're infused in this business. Everything from the brochures, from the sign to the sheets, to the curtains, to even how we will facilitate our treatment is a collective effort. And we also have found that when you're on this journey of honoring yourself, believing in your dreams, and you meet someone who is, I'm trying to say, of like-minded, mm-hmm. who shares that same dream, mm-hmm. It's important that you support each other. And we've glom on to that support.
And it feels like being together as one business
unit.
It makes people feel more cared for, more comfortable coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, just we feel like it's a better way of.
And I have to say something real quick.
And it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I was going to say something too, which is being separate. It sort of one versus the other almost, and that
exactly.
type of approach I think to healing is very negative. So in other words, in the business mm-hmm. world, it's so like, how can I outdo the other person, right? And with what you guys are offering, it should be more, how can we synergize and how can we actually heal the masses together versus alone?
Is
that sort of the other thought?
Right. And yeah, absolutely. And, you know, no competition. It's not, you know.
This is not a competition.
Right.
And that's why you guys work so well together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me ask another question real quick, you guys. And, you know, knowing that there's three reasons, there's probably more reasons why dreams will come true. What special way do you communicate to your clients? Or what's something unique about you guys that other people you think, or how would you, I would say, what makes you guys more special and unique than someone else?
We genuinely care, and it's translated in our service. We receive feedback that when you walk through the door, you genuinely feel cared for. And that translates in the healing. We genuinely are passionate and love what we do, and we are dedicated to healing. So that translates in our service. That translates in everything that we do. I really do think that that's what makes us unique, is that you really feel that love. It's not forced. It's genuine.
And we also incorporate affirmations with the treatments, with sessions. So people pick a card, and which they pick an affirmation, which are usually always positive. And then they can really learn, you know, that then we repeat the affirmation during the session, and the person can really take it in, really sink it in. So it's pretty fun that way too.
I have to confirm everything that you just said there, because I just had a wonderful experience with Chiquita with a Reiki session last week, and I felt amazing afterwards. It was a wonderful experience. So whatever you just said about how unique and what makes you guys more special is absolutely true. You know,
thank you.
And getting back to this topic of the reasons why dreams can come true, what is the main thing that I think people are missing? You know, these three reasons are wonderful. Is there any other points that people are missing to get them out of a rut, perhaps?
Belief. Did we talk about that?
Yeah. Refocus towards your dreams. But more than anything, I really think try Reiki.
Open
that's
the doors to
what Reiki does. That's that almost inexplicable part of the healing.
Can you describe Reiki? Can you describe it so that people can understand what that means?
Meaning Reiki helps break down any blocks, any barriers.
How does that work?
Creating.
Yeah, how does that work? How does that work?
Yeah, that you're creating. Well, like work. So a
Reiki
lot of times
is law.
Right.
And Reiki knows where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where to target.
It's a very intelligent healing.
Yes.
So it knows where it needs to go. And because of that, it helps you kind of break down, like, the self-doubt. It helps dissolve it. I would prefer to say it helps dissolve the self-doubt. So
the love that people feel during the Reiki session, they feel like, wow, I am loved, and I can do whatever I set my mind on.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're having negative thoughts, okay, or anxiety, a lot of times, you know, like, anxiety comes up for people. Well, Reiki helps with that anxiety. Reiki can help stop those negative thoughts so that you can actually take action, and it helps, rebalance the body.
Mm-hmm. Put the body back to the balanced state.
Mm-hmm. In equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe in words what happens in a Reiki session? Because people may not understand what happens in a session.
Well, the receiver usually goes under like a little
meditation
meditation trance, because they become so relaxed that they kind of fall asleep sometimes, and they breathe better and. You know, and we put in what happens. We clear the energy. We put in the Reiki symbols, and let the Reiki take over. And we that's holding that energy, letting it flow, and just Reiki flows to the body and heals.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
So, and we're also during the actual treatment, what's happening is that we're cleansing your energy. Okay, so clearing any
aura energy,
right, any negativity and any blocks in your energy. And then we go through and do different hand placements on the body to help relax the body and also facilitate the Reiki healing.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Very good. And just a real quick.
So we are kind of like a bridge for the energy to go through.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so I think what you're asking, too, like, why is this important to help with breaking down these barriers and refocusing? And I think that is that consciousness has energy, okay? So every thought that we have, every action that we have, every word that we speak, it all has energy, okay? So when I say that it can help dissolve those internal blocks and barriers, it's the energy that our consciousness has created.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's in our aura, that's what's in our energy system, and that's what's holding us back. So then the Reiki comes in, helps clear that out, infuse you with loving, caring, healing energy, and then you can go forth unhindered by yourself.
Oh, that's a good one, Shakita. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Very good.
It's interesting, and it's a very powerful way to achieve your dreams. Reiki, as a life coach, how would you summarize everything we've talked about?
You can do it.
You can do it. Take action towards your dreams.
Yeah.
It all starts with taking action, and it all starts with self-worth.
Excellent. Very good.
Take action, believing in yourself.
Very good. Very good. One thing that people want to know is how do people get a hold of you as well?
Oh, it's easy. They can visit us at awakenyourspirit.webs.com, or they can call us 708-434-5370. Visit us. We're at 319 Harrison Street in Oak Park, Green Arts District.
Excellent. Very good. This was a fun, short 30-minute podcast, and we can go on and on. I think there's possibilities for more, for sure. And I highly recommend.
Thank you so much,
Sean. No problem. I highly recommend you guys check them out if you guys are in the Chicagoland area. Check out their website. And I'm sure you guys are open to any questions and all that good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Any questions you want us to elaborate on, some things we talked about today, absolutely.
Very good.
Call us.
I will,
Visit us.
I will end it here. It's been great. It's wonderful to hear you guys. And I will let you guys go. Until next time.
And thank you so much, Eric, to give us the opportunity.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Healthy Living with Eric Sue. Head over to ericwsue.com for full recaps of every show in Eric's health and wellness blog. Your healthy living life is waiting for you. So stay active and be safe.